Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Council candidate Mike Connor Jr.
Really, let's get right into it, Mike. Why are you running for the Knoxville City Council?
I've been passionate about politics all my life. I'm fairly new to the Knoxville area, but I've been in Iowa throughout my entire life. The biggest reason I want to run is because of my son. I have an 8-year-old. He's guaranteed to be in town for another 10 years. I want to make sure that Knoxville has the best trajectory moving forward for his future, whether it be just 10 years or 50 years down the road. I want to make sure we're looking ahead, thinking about that future, thinking about the children, thinking about the young families, as well as where we can improve as a community to hopefully grow and expand.
When it comes to it right now, the city seems to be on a very upward trajectory with morale pretty high right now. How do you plan to continue that momentum in the city council?
I think working with Aaron Adams from the city manager role, I think he's doing a fantastic job. He's very tight with his budgeting. I think that's what needs to happen. We have to look at our priorities. Not only that, but we have to look into the future. We can't just go year by year. We have to look at a 5, 6, 7 years down the road. And a lot of people say a 5-year plan. I go beyond that. I say 6 years. I think it's important. I want to be able to make sure we maintain that trajectory by working closely with the city manager, working with Aaron, working together, and ultimately, most importantly, being transparent and engaging with the community. That's been my main priority throughout this entire campaign, is trying to get out and talk to people, door knocking, finding out what is on the people's minds. They may not always agree with me. I may not always agree with them. But it's important that we keep that transparency available for them, so that way they know what we're doing and we can hopefully be able to keep and maintain this trajectory we're on.
What are some of the areas of improvement you would like to see, and how would you propose to make those improvements?
One thing when it comes to a city, if you're not growing, you're dying. There's no middle ground. And I think it's important that we keep a focus on housing. The way that I look at where Knoxville is located, you have Indianola, Pella, Oskaloosa, Des Moines. We should be a hub for young families and college students. I think that's an opportunity for us to be able to improve on affordable housing. Opportunities for young families to want to come in, whether that be for housing, whether it be with entertainment. But I want us to make us that hub for the Southeast Iowa area.
So with that all being said, in your opinion, what is Knoxville's biggest need?
Definitely housing. I take a look at where we're sitting at right now, and with the VA opportunity possibly coming down the road, I think that there's some great opportunities in that area. Obviously, we want to be able to take our time when it comes to that. But we want to make sure that we are going to be prioritizing the people of Knoxville, prioritizing housing, getting people in here. I moved here three years ago because I grew up in this southern Iowa area. I love Knoxville. My great uncle, who fought in World War II, spent his last years at the VA, so I became familiar with it as a child coming here, visiting him. And I know it's a great community, but I just want to make sure that we can continue to grow that community.
Now, you mentioned the old VA. The old VA campus has obviously been a black eye on the Knoxville community for many years. With the city and county finally working together to establish a solution, what are you most excited or worried about in regards to the property?
I think most excited, it's an opportunity to grow. Like I said, if we're not growing, we're dying, and that is an opportunity to grow. We're working closely with the county to be able to get that resolved. Obviously, as I said, my great uncle was there. It's sad to see that go, and I think we need to make sure we pay tribute and maintain a good portion of that history. Maybe it may be just in doing a monument, but even if we can't maintain the buildings from the way it sounds, that's very unlikely that we'll be able to maintain them. But even if we can't, there's ways that we pay tribute to that, and pay tribute to the people who not only was served and was in the VA as veterans, but also people who worked there who were maybe still be in the community today.
Now, with the Knoxville School Board elections taking place in conjunction with the city elections, how important is a strong relationship between the city council and school board, and how do you plan to continue to work with the school board to continue to keep Knoxville on the right path?
Communication. That's key. Like I said, I have an 8-year-old who's up in North Star right now. I think it's important that we are being consistent with our communication. We are meeting regularly, working together, and doing what needs to be done to be able to make a best environment for the children. One thing that I've heard from a lot of families that they've discussed is concerns about mental health. We just had the Mental Health Week and everything along those lines. I think that we as a city government, whether it be promoting family fun entertainment to be able to help strengthen that family bond, working with the school as they are to help strengthen the individual bond for the children. I think that we can work together to be able to resolve a lot of issues there. And really, again, continue to grow. Let's see what we can do to see what we as a city can do to help the school district to grow and expand.
Last but not least, give me your best sales pitch as to why the residents of Knoxville should vote for you for the Knoxville City Council.
Again, it goes back to engagement and transparency. I want to be able to be working for each and every individual. I think coming from a small town, Iowa, Martinsdale is where I'm from. I'm actually on a farm outside of Martinsdale. But coming from that, I understand the small town feel of Knoxville, but also have that outsider's perspective. So I think that having that perspective to be able to look at things and say, okay, why are we doing this way? Can we change this? No, we shouldn't change that. I don't want to have to go and change everything. I think, like I said, Aaron Adams is doing a fantastic job. I don't want to shake things up, but I want to be able to have that outsider's perspective. And ultimately, it's a passion for me. I want to work for the children. I want to work for the young families like myself. You know, being a single father, it's important to me.
Thanks to Knoxville City Council candidate Mike Connor Jr. for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.